Good morning. The weather pattern remains quiet but cold across interior New York and New England as we round out the work week. High pressure continues to build in with a gusty northwest wind flow. Most of the snow showers that were common late yesterday and last night have moved along, although we're still looking at the risk of a few flurries and snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario, although most of the accumulating snow has come to an end. The best chance of a few snow showers or flurries this morning will be in the Mohawk Valley, western Catskills, and western Adirondacks, followed by increasing sunshine everywhere. And with mostly sunny skies, it'll be brisk and chilly this afternoon, with high temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s, but wind chill values will make it feel like it's in the teens through the afternoon. That high pressure center will move overhead tonight and skies will be clear. With light winds, temperatures will drop quickly. Across the mountains, lows will be close to zero. In the hill towns, between 0 and 10 above. Most everyone else will be in the lower teens to near 10 above by early Saturday morning. Just a very weak disturbance will pass through on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, a few passing flurries or snow showers, but no accumulation. High temperatures will be in the middle and upper 20s. High pressure will continue to dominate into the second half of the weekend with mostly sunny skies on Sunday and highs bouncing back into the lower and middle 30s. Another disturbance will pass by with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday morning. It'll turn breezy and colder in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-30s early in the day, then temperatures will drop off. This will leave us with more sunshine but cold weather on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the lower to mid-30s before the next system approaches, pushing temperatures into the lower 40s by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain will wind down in Southern California as a storm moves into the desert southwest today. Ahead of this storm, cold air is already spilling into southern parts of the High Plains, eventually centering over the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma, and lead to well below normal afternoon highs, about 10 to 25 degrees below normal. As the southwestern storm advances, moisture lifting out of the tropical East Pacific will blow downstream into the southern Great Plains over the cold grounds, setting the stage for accumulating snow and ice. Accumulating snow from eastern New Mexico to Arkansas appears likely Friday into Saturday, with snow totals of 3 to 6 inches and locally higher amounts possible, especially over the Texas Panhandle. South and east of the snow, a band of potentially hazardous freezing rain from roughly Lubbock, Texas to Oklahoma City and into the Ozarks of northern Arkansas, with accumulations in the 1/10 to a quarter of an inch range, is possible. South of the wintry mix, heavy rain is likely across eastern Texas, with totals of 3 to 5 inches possible, with the highest values near the central and eastern parts of the Texas Gulf Coast. The Weather Prediction Center has highlighted this area within a moderate risk of excessive rainfall and the potential for flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and moderate snow and blowing snow, 9 degrees, with a northwest wind at 49, gusting to 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 16, 54% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 14, gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy near 40. Sunny and breezy in Boston in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 39 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 29, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snow, but that's the total for the month, putting us 2.0 inches below normal 1 week in. 10.4 inches still for the season, which is still 5.3 inches of snow above normal. There were 36 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 187, and with 1,563 heating degree days for the season, that's 33 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 39 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 65 set in 1998, and the record low 7 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning at 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 5 below to 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a passing snow shower, mid to upper 20s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid 30s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and turning colder Monday in the mid 30s, then dropping. Mostly sunny near 30 on Tuesday. Mostly sunny in the mid 30s on Wednesday. And increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the lower 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.